This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Well, there's never a slow day these days, which is good. It's very, very good because if you plan a show and then 2 minutes to three, you find out the president has revoked security clearance for John Brennan, you go, no problem, we'll just adjust. And that's what we do in this day and age. We adjust, we adapt, and you should too. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210, pound 1210 in a cell. The security clearance of John Brennan, revoking it was an idea Senator Rand Paul had. Now, right away, what's going to happen is, let me play this out for you. John Brennan's a liar. James Clapper's a liar, too. James Clapper, the former head of the CIA, he should be in jail for lying to Congress. I hate both of these guys with a passion because they lied to the American people. They were spying on us. And had it not been for Snowden and all those releases, we never would have known this. So I have no sympathy for these guys whatsoever. Just understand that they have violated the Fourth Amendment. They have completely eroded due process rights, all in the guise of protecting us from terrorists. So I have no sympathy for them whatsoever. But this is what you're going to hear. I will tell you this right now. You're going to hear people coming out and going, this is punishing your political enemies. And this is, you can't do this in America. What are we? And tomorrow, a lot tonight, actually. Well, actually, probably starting with Shepard Smith, who's on Fox News right now, and then going into the evening news shows, and then tomorrow morning with the morning shows, they'll all say the same thing. Joe Scarborough will say it. This is what they do in Germany, Nazi Germany. They'll evoke the Stasi, East Berlin, on and on. The truth is, it was Rand Paul's first idea, and Senator Rand Paul is not a guy who likes to use government for vindictive purposes. But Rand Paul, like me, is a person who loves and reveres the Bill of Rights, including the Fourth Amendment and the Fifth Amendment, which John Brennan completely ignored in his reign as a CIA director. And the other guy, Clapper, did as well. National Intelligence Director. I confuse the titles. But who cares? John and John. Two guys who could care less about the Constitution who have now had their security clearances revoked, which is big deal, big whoop. First of all, it's a symbolic measure, number one. They're not in prison. They haven't been carted off to Guantanamo to be answered for their crimes against the American people. So it's not actually what they do in third world dictatorship countries or in East Germany or in, you know, in those countries when power changes, the political enemies are taken, usually at night, thrown into a van with a black hood over their face, and they become prisoners. That's not exactly what revoking a security clearance is. Revoking a security clearance is just that. You know, he doesn't have access to information necessarily anyway, but if they wanted him to have access to something, they'd give it back and then they'd take it back again. It's not really that big of a deal. It's symbolic, though, and I like the symbolism of it. I do. I like the symbolism of it because Rand Paul's point on this was very, very valid. These guys are making money off their security clearance. They leave government and they get these big, fat contracts with defense contractors. And this is how the war machine just keeps churning along. You know, it just keeps churning and churning. And these guys get paid a lot of money for their knowledge, their thoughts. And then they go on TV and they start trashing the administration. Now, what you're going to hear from the media is they're going to say, well, because they criticized the president, they've revoked their security access. Okay. Why are they going on TV and talking about the government anyway if they have security clearance? Like, why are they doing that? If they're advising military contractors, defense contractors, why then also go on TV and take a political position on things? That's just a question. It's a question that needs to be asked. They have a First Amendment right to do so, but then they don't get the right of a security clearance. That's not a fundamental constitutional right. So you can go on TV, say whatever you want, use whatever knowledge you've gained over the years for your argument. But that's not protected. Your security clearance is not protected. Your speech is. So again, if like in an East German country or the Soviet bloc or something, if they ran in and yanked him off the television and put him in prison and started waterboarding him, well, I would say, yeah, now you've crossed the line. But that's not what's being done here. He can go on TV. He can go on. He can say all the things he wants to say night after night. Criticize Trump, criticize the administration, say that Trump's a Russian stooge, whatever it is that Brennan likes to say, but he doesn't get the security clearance. Yeah, you know, these guys need to make a decision, I guess, when they leave government. Do they want to make money or do they want to become a political mouthpiece? And you can do both. You certainly can. I think John Brennan is still probably as valuable to a defense contractor 5 minutes ago as he was now. I really don't think it's that. But it's a symbolic move. And that's why Rand Paul came up with the idea. And Rand Paul, like me, is very annoyed with these guys. If you remember, it was Clapper who lied before Congress when they said, "Are you spying on the American people?" And he said no, and that was a lie. We know all this because of Snowden and what he released with regards to all that, but had it not been for that, we wouldn't have known. And so Brennan and Clapper and Comey and the others have violated American civil liberties for a very, very long time. I will shed no tear for them. And who cares? It's their security clearance. But we live in very dramatic times. So this is what has to happen. Obviously, on every show now, people will come on and go, "Not in this country. We don't do that to our political enemies. Not here, not now." Really, what does this mean? What does actually revoking security clearance mean for these guys? Are they put in a cage? Are they carted off to prison? No. It just means they no longer have access to looking at confidential information, classified information. Do you think really the Trump administration was asking these guys for their opinion on things? You think the Trump team was pulling in Brennan and Clapper and Comey and saying, "Hey, can you guys advise us on this issue? We'd love to get your take on this." No. So really, what was the point of having the security clearance? It was so that if they needed to talk to him about something, he would be able to talk about it. But they can always give it back, which is another point, too. If they actually really need him to talk about it, the president has the ability to talk to anybody he wants on national security matters, and he can sort of, bless them is the wrong word. But, you know, he can give them the powers necessary, whatever, in that capacity. It's not much other than symbolism. But, of course, in dramatic times, we will ratchet up the drama. We will ratchet up the drama. And that's why John Brennan already on Twitter. It's great. I mean, it's fantastic. I love it. I would love a day and age in which the media cared about the constitutional abuses these guys did. I would love it. They don't care, though. Now they're victims. Brennan and Clapper are victims. Oh, poor babies. They're making millions of dollars consulting for defense contractors. I'm going to shed a tear because they've lost their security clearance. Brennan says that this is dangerous to the nation. Okay. All right. You not having security clearance is dangerous to the nation, really. I think you might be thinking a little bit too much of yourself there, guy. Trump revoked it over his erratic conduct. And again, they'll say, well, that's because he goes on TV and he bashes Trump. Well, he does. He says a lot of things. He talks about how Russia is controlling the country. He says ridiculous things. And he has all this credibility because of his past position on things. So, hey, look, politics is a blood sport. You want to go on TV and bash the president? He takes away your security clearance. I really don't think you should be very surprised about that. I admire people who think that it's only a one-way street in politics. You know, you get to take punches, but anybody punches back, oh, no, that's beneath the office. Not really. You know, they used to have duels back in the day. We're not exactly doing duels. We're just taking away a guy's security clearance. A big deal. But it's really not a big deal. But it's a symbolic deal. And I think it's great. I really do. I think it's great. I have no use for these people, as I mentioned 10 times now. I just really don't. But I'll give you more throughout the afternoon. This is going to be a developing story because, as you can imagine, there's comments weighing in. There's all kinds of people coming out. Brennan says this is a bad day for America. And Judicial Watch, our friends over there, are suing for documents on Brennan and the CIA and a possible anti-Trump leak to Harry Reid. So Tom Fitton over at Judicial Watch, who's a guy who's been going after this stuff very, very diligently, he says Obama CIA Director John Brennan's threatening and unhinged attacks on the president help explain the Obama administration's spying abuses targeting Trump. And they are now suing for documents on Brennan's CIA anti-Trump leak to Harry Reid. Harry Reid was the first one, if you remember back in the day, who started going on about the Russians back then. And a lot of people wonder if Brennan leaked and also leaked it to the press, leaked the dossier to the press so that they would cover it, which would then give it credibility, the Christopher Steele dossier. So there's a lot of big questions around these guys, a lot of questions. And they'll be fine. Don't worry about it. They'll be fine. They'll still make lots of money consulting. I promise you that. If you're worried about them, before you give your hard-earned money in a GoFundMe page, do yourself a favor and cool it. Keep the wallet where you can see it, and don't put your credit card in. There's no reason these guys will continue to make lots and lots of shekels from defense contractors and consultants and all kinds of other people, because losing their security clearance doesn't take away everything they've done in the past. We're not erasing their memories like in Men in Black. They still have all the institutional knowledge, and that's what these companies in large part hire for. And they also hire for the security clearance, but you know, some of these companies have security clearance, and these guys would be able to advise on something because they have security clearance too, and they won't be able to be in the room now. But I still have a feeling that they'll make some money. Some way or another, the swamp will take care of them, I have a feeling. 855-839-1210, #1210 in a cell. Perhaps you disagree. Perhaps you think this is un-American. How dare you revoke security clearance of these guys? How do you do this? If so, please weigh in. 855-839-1210, #1210 in a cell. There's not many people that care about liberty in this country. In the Congress, I mean. In Congress. There really aren't. In the Senate, you got a handful of guys. You know, when all this spying came out, the FISA court abuses for years, 4 years, I was going on about this on the radio. My buddy, Ted Christian, he's a Pennsylvania political guy. He's been on the show. He's Trump's guy in PA. We've talked about this before. He told me one day we're having dinner. He said, you know, back then I used to think, here he goes again with all of his little, you know, government conspiracy ideas. They're spying and listening to our phone calls and abusing this. And he goes, and you were right. You were right. I was right. I was right. And Rand Paul was right. And Mike Lee was right. And yes, Ron Wyden was right. Democrat senator. He said at the time, back in 2016, when you're talking about spying on the committee responsible for overseeing your agency, that undermines the very checks and balances that protect our democracy. And it is unacceptable in a free society. Because Brennan was spying on the people that were in Congress who had the oversight of his committee. You can't make it up. That was the un-American stuff that was happening. The stuff that these guys okayed, the abuses of the Fourth Amendment, the abuses of due process, giving absolutely no consideration for your constitutional rights to be protected from your government. That was un-American. Those things were un-American. The fact that these guys were able to use their positions to potentially infiltrate a presidential campaign, that's un-American. Now, revoking security clearances of two guys who are going to get paid multi-million dollar contracts over the next couple years, that's not un-American. That's just called political payback, which is as American as apple pie. 855-839-1210, #1210 on a cell and on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. A lot to get to today. Your thoughts on this. Our buddy, Jack, the baker in Colorado, he's back in the news today, suing Colorado. I'll tell you why. And over in New Jersey, a woman is suing a town for $1 million because they asked her to cover up when she was breastfeeding on a beach.
But what Mr. Trump did yesterday was to betray the women and men of the FBI, the CIA, NSA, and others, and to betray the American public. And that's why I use the term that this is nothing short of treasonous, because it is a betrayal of the nation. He is giving aid and comfort to the enemy, and it needs to stop. And Mr. Trump needs to understand that there are going to be consequences for him, too. And I do hope that those who voted for Mr. Trump in good conscience are going to see that he is leading us down a very dangerous path.
Well, it's a very, very big news day today. The president revoking the security clearance of that guy you just heard, the notorious liar, John Brennan, the former CIA director, who is in that clip trashing Trump over being, I believe, a puppet for Putin. So the guy goes out there and he's trashing the president of the United States, which absolutely is his First Amendment right. See, unlike him, I actually want to protect his constitutional rights. So he's got the right to say it, but he doesn't have a right to a security clearance. That's not a constitutional right. That's not in the Bill of Rights. So he can say whatever he wants, but whatever political consequences there are, there you go. But no, we're not a totalitarian country, so he's not going to be sent to a prison. He's not going to be waterboarded. That's what happens in those countries. He's just not going to be able to know any classified secret stuff anymore. Oh, boo friggity who. I want to read you this story here from usnews.com. This is back in 2014. All right, this is Peter Fenn, a Democratic political strategist. There was a time when Democrats hated the CIA and the FBI. Certainly when Democrats were a little bit upset about all the spying that was going on. Not anymore. Now these guys are victims. You notice how things have changed? It's like when all the allegations came out about the spying, you had some Republicans, not many, who were appalled at it and actually wanted to do something about it. You had a lot of Democrats yelling about it. But not really. And then there were some that said, we got to make changes here. Nowadays, these guys are victims getting bullied by Donald Trump. It's remarkable. This is what he writes here. Time to clean house at the CIA. 2014, Senator Mark Udall of Colorado, Democrat, got it right yesterday, and he has been getting it right now for several years. Our intelligence community has violated the law, lied to Congress and the American people, and needs a serious makeover. The CIA admission under John Brennan that it systematically spied on U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee staffers is a very big deal. As Senator Udall puts it, the CIA unconstitutionally spied on Congress by hacking into Senate Intelligence Committee computers. This grave misconduct not only is illegal, but it violates the U.S. Constitution's requirement of separation of powers. Udall, Democrat Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon, and others have been in a lonely crusade, quietly and responsibly, long before the NSA leaks of former contractor Edward Snowden, to rein in our intelligence community from spying on Americans, violating the Fourth Amendment and overstepping its bounds in the use of torture. They have consistently brought these issues up in closed committee hearings, lobbied the Obama administration to crack down on the activity, and stood up for our constitutional rights. It's a Democrat writing this, 2014. We went through a similar period when I served on the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, headed by my old boss, Senator Frank Church, Democrat of Indiana. He was another Westerner with integrity and courage who took on the powerful intelligence community for spying on Americans and engaging in assassination plots against foreign leaders. And he goes on about the Bush era, the Cheney era, and on and on. He says, President Barack Obama made the decision early to stop the program of the torture, but he also decided not to hold anyone accountable. And now we are faced with a far different situation. It is time for presidential leadership to hold those in the CIA accountable for the spying. It is time to have a full house cleaning of these agencies. It is time to recognize that we have a serious problem and that CIA Director John Brennan should go, as Democrat Senator Udall was the first to suggest. Remember, by the way, when all the people are coming out and saying that we don't punish our enemies in America, when all these Democrats are going to have meltdowns over this, because I'm sure they will, when all your friends on Facebook start posting things, when all the talking heads talk about how this is how we do it under dictatorships, remind them that in 2014, there were calls at the time from Democrats and Republicans for John Brennan to go because he was spying on the Senate Intelligence Committee. I mean, that takes some chutzpah right there, does it not? Ah, he's a poor victim. No, the Bill of Rights is a victim, actually, under this guy. This is now a Peter Fenn, a Democrat political strategist, writing this op-ed in USA Today back in 2014. America needs a new director of the CIA, much in the Bill Colby mold, who did his best to reform the agency during the Church years. We need to initiate serious reforms at the NSA as well. Oh, the NSA. That's the other liar whose security clearance should get stripped. It is also time for Obama to appoint an independent commission, much like Simpson Bowles or the 9/11 Commission, to conduct a year-long review of our intelligence agencies. It needs a full staff, subpoena power, and members of Congress and distinguished Americans as members. But most of all, those who violate the law, those CIA employees who hack computers, should at the very least be fired. If superiors approved, they should be fired. And most of all, their cases should be turned over to the Justice Department for possible prosecution. Did that happen? Of course not. Because they all cover for each other. It is long past time, as Democrat Senator Udall indicated, for these actions to be dealt with, not swept under the rug. Americans' freedoms and our reputation around the world demand it. Okay, that was what he wrote in 2014. Now, I wonder how they're all going to respond today. Same guy who was spying on members of Congress, spying on the Senate, spying on the same guy. Today's a victim. Mark my words. I'm never wrong about this stuff. You know that. Keith is in Lansdale. Keith, how are you?
I'm well, Chris. How are you this afternoon?
I'm Rich, but that's okay.
Rich, I'm sorry. Hey, I think, again, most Americans look at government as being so odd and out of step with reality. I have friends that work for private companies, and because they do some defense contracting work, they have different degrees of security that they have to go through, which are constantly monitored and they have to adhere to. If they quit or retire, or especially if they're fired, their clearances go away, their emails are shut down, and they're escorted out of the building. Government should be no different. If you're not in a position that, you know, if you leave a position or fired from a position, whatever benefits, security clearances, whatever things are connected with that position should automatically go away.
Well, it's true. And the only reason why you'd keep it is if you needed to talk to them for something. But when you got a guy going out there and saying the president of the United States committed treason, you're making that kind of an allegation. That's a very, very serious charge, of course. And you don't deserve to have a security clearance at that point.
So the question is, how often does a situation arise where they actually need to go back and talk to somebody? And if that were the case, it's like, okay, you know, we know you have, you know, we know you had certain clearances. So for that specific instance, they can say, okay, we'll read you in and we'll let you be privy to whatever specific information is needed for that specific situation. But beyond that, they should have no clearances or anything else.
Keith, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 855-839-1210, #1210 in a cell. Yeah, there was a time when Democrats seemed to care about the constitutional abuses by these guys. Not anymore. No. Long time. This is a different time we live in now. This is a very political time. Well, it's always been a political time. But at least now they can flip around and pretend like they never cared in the first place. I guess that's what they'll have to do. They just pretend like they never cared. And they didn't really care. That's the joke, of course. They never did. And they all cover up for each other. But that's all right. I tell you, Clapper's the next one whose security clearance should go. James Clapper, notorious liar. Greg, do we have the audio of him lying to Congress?
I think I can give it to you.
You are always good at getting this stuff. I believe he should have been charged with perjury for this, but he wasn't, because that's the way it works. At the time when he was the director of the National Intelligence Service, or whatever the title was, NSA or whatever he was, he was asked about the spying, the collection of data, the metadata gathering, that Edward Snowden was the one. What's that?
I'm just sorry, I was whispering in your ear. It's Ron Wyden he's talking to.
He's talking to Senator Ron Wyden, who's, I mentioned earlier, from Oregon, a Democrat, one of the few in the Democratic Party who gives a damn about civil liberties, it seems. And Wyden was taking him to task over what the Snowden revelations showed in terms of how the government was spying on us. Clapper sits there and lies to Congress. Take a listen.
What I wanted to see is if you could give me a yes or no answer to the question, does the NSA collect any type of data at all on millions or hundreds of millions of Americans?
No, sir.
That's a lie. We know that was a lie. But anyway, it's okay. You're allowed to do it if you're a guy like him, I guess. And then you're allowed to go on TV and say what the president of the United States did was treasonous. Treason. And think about that for a second. You know, I always like to do this kind of a thing. You know, if Bush's former CIA director came on TV and said Barack Obama had committed treason, the kind of epic meltdown that would have ensued. And of course, obviously, it would have been racist. That's why he would have said it. And it would have just been apoplectic, the meltdowns. You have John Brennan here coming out and saying the president committed treason, that his press conference with Putin was treasonous. Treason is a crime, a federal crime, that actually comes with the death penalty. That's right. Federal death penalty for treason. So, you know, when you make a charge like that, that's pretty serious right there. Pretty serious. And of course, now, one Democrat, Don Beyer, coming out and saying Trump is clearly punishing John Brennan for criticizing him, cracking down on a dissent and retaliating against a private citizen's free speech. Hey, he's a free citizen. Doesn't mean he has to get security clearance. He's a private citizen. The president has adopted the weak behavior of a totalitarian dictator. I told you. All the stuff that they did, all the civil liberties violations that these guys did, no one will care. No one will care. Well, hopefully Ron Wyden will. Hopefully Wyden, because he's a guy who's been going after this stuff for years. Hopefully he will care. Hopefully he'll applaud this today. I hope he does. The fact that Rand Paul suggested this tells you that it was not government retaliation, because Rand Paul doesn't believe government should ever act that way. Oh, it's going to be great. All afternoon it's going to be this. Totalitarianism, dictatorship, punishing our political enemies. All afternoon. It's going to be great. I'm telling you, it's going to be a lot of fun. And every time you hear those words, take a shot. You will be, by 4:12, you'll be feeling great. 855-839-1210, #1210 on a cell. 855-839-1210, #1210 in a cell. Yesterday, The lesser Cuomo. He revealed, in fact, to the nation, to the world, that he is the lesser Cuomo. It was beautiful. He finally came to terms with who he is. His brother, Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, has finally come to terms with his feelings about America, saying America was never that great. The governor of New York.
Rizzioli, 3 to 6, Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.